Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up? It's Fame Radio, bitch. You're listening to High Def. Wednesdays at 5:30. You already know. Yeah. Staff flowing with Medusa. They don't want no lip. You see your Girl Scout, everybody out. Cookies, I'm on that mat, so I don't speak nothing PC. I'm fly, flow, crack, pizza, nosebleed. Jesus is my hype man, God, and you right. These ain't these, but these. Sitting right, this ass is me. No booty shots, booty pop, no need. Got supplied it for free. Yes, a girl, I was more easy baked than Bobby. Dog face, catty bitches will get neutered and slayed if they get in my way. Shots flowing in the building and you listen to Spade. Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, thank you, people. You are now listening to spateradio.com. Having a pretty good week this week. Hopefully somebody out there call in today and, you know, let us know how your week is going, just to say what up. I think we got High Def that's in the building.
I am. What's up, Spate Radio listeners? What's up, Antoine? What's making your week so good?
Well, I try to always just have a positive attitude, you know. Like I always say, just waking up in the morning, I'm having a great week, you know what I mean?
Amen.
Exactly. But, you know, there's always a lot of positive stuff going on, so, you know, it's, you know, it's, I can't talk about everything, but.
It's good.
Yeah. it's good stuff going on. But first thing I want to do really is shout out Biggie. Today is the anniversary of his death, correct? March 9th?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody is doing, like, a lot of dedications to Biggie. They got a lot of songs. Maino has a dedication to Biggie. They have a lot of documentaries that are supposed to be coming out. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's keeping Biggie's memory alive. And it seems like, you know, yesterday when it happened, because, you know, everybody still keeps his memory alive and they're always talking about him. You know,
yeah.
But it's really, it's been, what, about 15 or 14 years, something like that?
Yeah, it was 1997, so yeah, it's been like 15, 14 years.
Yeah, so it's been a while, and people are still talking about it like it happened yesterday, and I think that's great. You know, I think keeping his memory alive and everything, and his mom, and, you know, all the work that she's doing with keeping his brand alive, you know, with selling T-shirts and stuff like that. I think that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's amazing. So rest in peace, Biggie. And everybody's still pushing his name. It's a good look. It's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. We had somebody calling in today, but they canceled on me. I don't know. The last couple of shows, everybody's been canceling. The celebrities and, you know, I don't know what's going on. But
everybody's busy, it seems like.
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody's extremely busy, but that, you know, that's a good thing, though. You know, get your money.
That's a good thing, yeah. Just make sure when you have free time, to call in to Spate Radio and update us on what you've been so busy on.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's crazy, man. I had a lot of people lined up to call in, and they all and then, you know what's funny? The funniest thing is, like, people contact me. You know, they'll email me and say, hey, I want to get such and such on your show. You know what I mean? You know, like, when is it available? And I'll tell them, you know, give them a time and everything. And then they don't call. So I'm saying, why did you contact me for you not to call? You know, like, to me, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but
people,
make it clear to me, like, you contact me and you want to get on the show, but you don't call in. You know, come on. What's going on?
That's totally understandable.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about these crazy rumors that are going on. Did you hear about Nicki Minaj pregnant? Did you hear about the Nicki Minaj pregnant rumor?
I heard about that.
Yeah, but they say it's not true.
You think it's true? Okay. Tell me something.
Yeah, I read that it's not true. And I thought that was just interesting because imagine if she did get pregnant right now. Right in the beginning of her career, like she just blowing up, like right now.
I mean, but like,
you know?
How did they get this rumor? Like, there's no pictures of it. There's nothing like that. So I don't understand how that was like put together like that. So maybe we'll find out more, and maybe we can update everybody on it. But I was looking because I heard about it, and, you know, had to Google it, and there's like no pictures. There's not really anything about it other than somebody just saying she is.
Yeah. You know, you being a female, right? How do you feel about that? Like, coming from a female's perspective, like getting pregnant at like the height or the beginning of your career, like, is that something like women should do, or they should have a baby whenever they want, or, you know, what do you think about that? Because I know Beyonce's in the same situation. I know Jay-Z wants to have a baby now, and she doesn't. And because she feels like she still wants to do music for a couple of more years. So, you know, your personal opinion on that.
My opinion on that is, of course, it's going to be either side, whereas a woman should have a baby at any time she wants. But if you're in the entertainment industry, it's kind of hard. If you're breaking into it and you're just, like, getting your first break and everything's going good for you to get pregnant, it's always another female waiting to take your spot. So during your time of your pregnancy, if you gaining weight and all that stuff, like, you basically bump out and she's a new it girl, new it person of whatever you're doing. So it takes time to get back, I would say, just for me, outside of looking in, because I've never, like, I don't have any kids. I haven't been pregnant, but that's how I see it. Like, it'll take a time to get back to where you were before, because that girl is getting your fans and getting more fans and, like, accomplishing what you could have been if you weren't pregnant.
Okay. But in the case of Nicki Minaj, you know, there hasn't really been a female rapper that's been popping in, like, the last, you know, what, five? I mean, when was the last time a female rapper was popping?
It's been a while. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a while. Nicki Minaj came out blazing. So it's been a while,
exactly.
And for her to get pregnant, it's just like, man.
Yeah, because I know Trina was still making music, but she wasn't making hit records. Like, she was putting out music, but nobody was really paying attention to it.
Yeah. Sorry to say, but yeah, nobody was really paying attention. I mean, it was hot, but it wasn't like hit records for everybody listening to. A couple of people were listening to it, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, and she wasn't doing a lot of, like, Nicki jumped on everybody's song. Trina wasn't, you know, she wasn't really jumping on everybody's song like that. You know, she just wasn't as busy as Nicki was. You know, Nicki seemed to be extremely busy putting out mixtapes, doing all of those different features, and I didn't really see anybody, you know, any other females working that hard. But there was another rumor that Bow Wow was dropped from Cash Money. Did you hear about that one?
Did not hear about that one. I did not hear about that.
Yeah, but that one's confirmed is not true, because Baby put out the list of Young Money albums that are coming out, and he's Cash Money albums that are coming out in 2011, and he's on the list. So you got Drake dropping near the end of the year. You got Lil Wayne dropping, I think, in May. And you have Lil Twist, who's, I think, coming out this year. with I think J Mills was on the list as having an album this year. And I think Jay Sean has an album coming out this year. And then I think there was two other people, and that was pretty much it for this year, I think.
It's Young Money year. Sound like.
Yeah. Yeah, they said that they're trying to put out 12 albums this year. Young Money, Cash Money. So for an independent label, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And
yeah.
Drake, there's a rumor going around about Drake. Rumor has it that Drizzy turned down a $20 million deal from Roc Nation. And that has been claimed as true. He backed away from the deal and chose to stay with YMCMB. And it's just like, man, what do you think about that? Is that loyalty, or is it just Drake's pockets are so fat that $20 mil is chump change to him? Like, what do you think it is?
Well, Drake, you know, just thinking about, you know, how much Drake makes per show. Drake makes, I think, $120,000 per show. So he's getting his money either way, you know, and these guys probably do, like, you know, 30 or, you know, minimum 30 or 40 to 50 shows per year. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, just thinking about how much money that is right there. You know what I mean? 10 shows, you know, 10 shows is like, what, $1 million?
Yeah, and then you all know, the features, you know, he's tied into Sprite and everything like that. So it's like he's getting money.
Yeah, he's right now he's probably making like $3 million or $4 million a year. So I don't think really money is probably a top concern for him. But in my personal opinion, what makes him look good is the fact that somebody's offering him that type of money, and I think he's gonna use that. I think he's gonna use that to get more money out of Baby and Lil Wayne. Because he's going to be like, you know, Roc Nation offered me $20 million. I mean, you ain't got to match that, but can you give me $15 million, you know?
No, go ahead and use your mouthpiece, Drake. Get that money.
You know what I mean? He's gonna be loyal, but at the end of the day, he's going to be like, yo, like, look at the money that these people are offering me. You know, you guys are not, they're not giving him that type of money right now. You know, so I know that for a fact. They're not giving Drake $20 million at Young Money. So for him to, you know, get that offer, he can just take that back to the table and be like, yo, we family, and I started out with you, but things are different now. People are offering me $20
million. So I could see him doing it, though. But, hey, you got to make your money somehow, family or not.
Yeah, he's gonna ask for more money. Definitely, you know. But you know, there's we got a lot to talk about this one, right?
Yeah.
You know, Young Buck is supposed to be going to jail for 10 years because of his gun possession charge, and he was on he was, what do they call that?
He's a convicted felon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he's a convicted felon, and you heard about that, right?
Yeah, and he in his possession was a .40 cal and some ammo, so that's serious jail time.
Yeah, wow. So my heart goes out to Young Buck right now. He's been indicted, so that means he's going to jail.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's some updates on that too, so we can see what else is going on with that. But I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. On another sad note, singer Etta James, she's very sick, and her family is fighting over her money. Her son and her husband or her ex-husband or whoever he is, they're fighting over her fortune. And to me, it's always sad when, you know, someone is sick or someone is dying and the only thing people can think about is money.
Money and benefiting off the person's death or benefiting off the person. It's wrong. And prayers go out to Etta James, and it's just crazy to even think that it comes down to that at the end of the day, where people are going to be trying to split up and divide your money and all your assets and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, and to me, like, that's so sad. And you know, when it, you know, everybody's goal is to be successful and make a lot of money so they can leave it for their family. But you never think about people fighting over it. You know what I mean? Because, like, she must not have a will. Because if you have a will, all the money is dispatched the way you wanted it. You want it to go out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she must not have a will, because otherwise they have nothing to fight over. It's whatever she says in the will, you know?
Yeah. So it's just sad to think of it like that. Like you were saying, you want to be successful and leave all your money to your family, but you don't want that to be the first thing that they think about as soon as you start getting sick.
And yeah, exactly.
It just brings more stress.
Yeah. They'll be freaking calling your lawyer. Hey, you know, Antoine's in the hospital. You know, and he's leaving that $10 million behind. How much am I getting?
What's my cut? What's my cut of that? You know, so it's sad to think of it like that. But, yeah, it does happen.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So, definitely my heart goes out to Etta James and family. And, you know, stop fighting over money. You know what's funny is there's these big lawyers that they actually deal with estate planning, and they had emailed me saying that they want to come on the show. And I think at this point in time, I think I really want to get, you know, I was kind of, I had them on hold because I had so many artists that wanted to come on the show. And I think I'm going to give them a call, because I think that'll be an interesting topic, you know. And what they'll do is they said that they'll explain, you know, because they've worked on so many celebrity, you know, situations like that where people are battling over money. So I think they worked on the James Brown case, and they worked on the Michael Jackson case, and there was a couple of different cases. So I think they'll probably be interested, you know, at this particular time. I think that I'm more interested in having them on the show now.
Yeah, I think that would be too. I think that would be interesting to have them on the show and to explain to people what's really going on and how it really works.
Yeah, most definitely. Wow. And wait, we got Bow Wow. Before we get into some new music, we got Bow Wow. Bow Wow says that he should be mentioned in the same name as Jay-Z and Eminem. He said that he sold out Madison Square Garden. He says that, you know, he should be mentioned when people say Jay-Z, when people say Eminem, they should mention Bow Wow. How do you feel about that?
Let me get my words together, because I don't want to sound too rude. But when he sold out Madison Square Garden, that was when he was a little Bow Wow. Am I not wrong?
I think he was little
Bow Wow.
I don't recall him selling out Madison Square Garden recently.
No, not recently. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if he did, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it was a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's when he was really popping, and it was Bow Wow and B2K, the little cute young guys that are singing and rapping and all that stuff. But Jay-Z and Eminem, to be mentioned with them, is kind of like, he's getting a little cocky, it sounds like, because, come on now. that just doesn't make sense to me. If somebody was to say a sentence and put them three in the sentence, it's like, okay, what? you're confusing me. I'm just going to leave it at that. Can I say no comment?
Wow. I don't really, when I read that, I was like, are you serious? Like, come on, Jay-Z.
Like,
Jay-Z is 10. Jay-Z has 10 albums. You know, Eminem has got nominated for 10 Grammy Awards. Like, Bow Wow, has he ever won a Grammy? Bow Wow's never won a Grammy, has he?
I think when he was a little Bow Wow, he might have. But this new Bow Wow with the rapping and all that, now the gangsta Bow Wow, it's like, you haven't won any awards. Like, how can you say that? You can't say that. That doesn't go together.
She said the gangsta Bow Wow.
Yeah, that's what I call him. That's what I reference him as, the gangsta Bow Wow. Because if you've heard some of his new, like, underground stuff, it's kind of like, where did this guy come from? he went left field. Yeah, so, yeah, no comment.
You know what he says about that, right? He says that he wanted to do gangsta music all his life, but Jermaine Dupri made him do commercial music. Come on, you nine.
How gangster can you be at nine? And who wants to listen to a 9-year-old talking about gangster stuff anyway? You know, what gangster 9-year-old you know that's shooting up people and, you know, stuff like that? It's kind of like, where I'm glad Jermaine Dupri made him go that route. You know, cause he wouldn't have be as far as he is now. Like, wow.
He wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't have been as far as he is now.
No, he wouldn't have went nowhere. and he doesn't realize that. Imagine that. Oh, man. But we're going to get into some music. I have lots of nice new music here. We're going to get into some joints. Let me see what I have first. I know that I have some new Rick Ross. I think I have some new Rick Ross. So
shout out to Rick Ross and Triple C's. I love some Rick Ross.
Really? You a big fan?
Yeah. I can't say I'm a big fan because if you ask me, oh, quote something out of the song, I wouldn't be able to quote it. But man, I listened to the music. I downloaded a couple of CDs, a couple of mixtapes with his music on it. So, yeah, I listened to it. I'm an avid listener, I guess you could say.
Okay. All right, so we got a new Triple C's. I think, I don't know if I played this already, but Round and Round featuring Mass Pike Miles. Shout out to Mass Pike Miles. He was on the show before. Shout out to Torch. He was supposed to come on the show again, you know, give us an update. But, yeah, I'm going to get into it.
This epic right here. My life moving a million miles a minute. Flourished in a position that land most in the system. Minor brushes, but I sidestep some pitfalls. Pissed off lawyers, leave a wealthy nigga pissed fall. Flashback, corner store, ball around, baller more. Trying to dodge that ball and chain, hotter than a Molotov. Call me Holocaust, Hall of Fame, a heart of soft. Couple calls, birds falling everywhere. Arkansas, cash, why them hoes flocking more? Took 100 out the bank, no stocking on. Legitimate, I ain't gotta get my stocking on. I choose to, addicted to that blood money, lock and load. Encore condo next to Rondo. Rhino doing a dime, so I shy for him. Rhyme for hustlers that maxed out. Dipping your favorite actress head like that bitch getting baptized. Pay homage, no talking. The next great, she'll appreciate my flow more post-mortem. That's how critics eat, that's what consumers do. That's life, real deep, boy, the room is
every day as the world moves round and round, round and round we go. Always on the grind and the grind goes down, round and round we go. Must be like the wheels on a Maybach, trying to find a new way to make the paper stack. Every day as the world goes round and round, round and round.
Your dreams, burn marks on my tires for my last cruise. What would you do in a Rari? Would I ask you? Paint a picture like Picasso via audio. Black nigga with that white stuff, Oreo. Play with keys like my last name, Legend. First name John, still ain't no half stepping. prick my finger, leave my prints on that tablet. Till a casket, I'll be a dirty bastard. Never sever ties with my Colombian guys. The baker whipped the flour up, then I watch it rise. Long how I stroke it, sniffing in the coaster. Lighting up, looking at my Bob Marley poster, huh? Soon to be in the clouds with the realest G's. Suckers is not allowed, what else? Yeah, I'm talking champagne flutes and designer fabric. This thing of ours lock up like good blow. Believe that.
Every day as the world goes round and round and round and round we go. Always on the grind and the grind goes round and round we go. Marching like the wheels on a Maybach, trying to find a new way to make a big stack. Every day as the world goes round and round, round and round, round and round we go. Always on the grind and the grind goes round and round we go.
On my thriller, studio with Q, like it's Fall 82. In the next few months, you'll see Michael at his best. Pretty young thing, fall rotten to the core. Ran through the two door, now she's hopping in the four. The bezel of my watch says that Jesus is my daddy. The Lord is my shepherd, and my preacher's in the caddy. The doors on that SLS drive the city batty. With a trunk full of work, I babysit it like a nanny. Whole shop at H&M, of course not him. That long run ensemble straight from Lanvin. Pronounce it how you want when you buying a mannequin. After me, they shall break the mold. I'm paraffin. Niggas is paranoid at my presence. Colorful metaphors like the cover of an essence. The token's a cakewalk. I'm covered in my blessings. Yeah, no second guessing. Push, you know what I sell.
That was Torch featuring Mass Pike Miles and the Clips. So that one's called Round and Round. So, you know, if you had, you know, one of these mixtape websites, I think Torch has a new mixtape coming out pretty soon. So make sure you download that. And I got some new Lil Wayne called Back. We'll Be Back Soon or something like that. Wait, let me see. We Back Soon, so I'm going to get into that. Shout out to Young Money, Cash Money, everybody over there.
With all of y'all, bumper call. Porsche fly by me, I'm ducking all the bad vibes. Shoot you 9 times just in case you got cat flies. My punchlines give you black eyes. Like, don't kill yourself, 7 pounds. I've been to hell and back and made it back fine. Black dying, killing them, black on black crime. Now can I live, and if I can I live it up? I'm a sweet light. Just enough to fill a cup. Well, shut the fuck up and steam the perp. Drink it all, I'm dead. So I throw some ice in it and belch when I finish.
Excuse me.
of y'all. Bumper calls, nigga, I'm a slummer dog. Millionaire, been there. Smoke some cushion, snap my finger in case you got cat flies. So much for being settled down. Suicide flow, gon' kill yourself. 7 pounds, blunt thick as Bobby Christina. Higher Serena skirt. Only smoking that real grass. No arena turf. Now can I live? And if I can, I rub that dirt is out. And you haven't seen cleaner dirt. You haven't seen the worst. So shut the fuck up and seen the perp. Tell them haters a reaver dirt. Yeah, I lost my mind. Help me find it. I will lead the search.
We be back soon. Shout out to Wayne. Yeah, so is what else we got in the news, man? What else is going on in the world today? Charlie Sheen.
We went two different ways. Go ahead with your Charlie Sheen, because that's going crazy.
Who did you say?
Wiz Khalifa got the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
That, and I think that's off of the strength of one song, that Black and Yellow song.
Yes, and it's crazy how it all turns out, because it's like a lot of African-American icons and have graced the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, like Michael Jackson and Jimi Hendrix and... Even our president, Barack Obama, has been on there, and just, like, he came a long way.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa's come a long way.
Yeah, definitely. I remember seeing his low-budget, I said it recently, I remember seeing his low-budget videos on YouTube years ago, and it just
yeah.
him just walking around with a camera.
So, yeah,
you know,
it's a big step up. So, big
yeah.
ups to him and his success.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, when you have a record that is so big like Black and Yellow, I think that it's kind of like Soulja Boy and Crank That, because everybody wants you to make another big record like that. And Lightning doesn't strike, you know, Lightning doesn't usually strike twice in the same place. No.
Yeah. So. You gotta do. Hopefully, he does come out with some more hit records, but there will never be one as big as Black and Yellow.
Yeah. That's the sad part. You know, you struck gold, but you know, but I mean, a lot of artists never get that one hit.
Look at
I'm very cool with. Slaughterhouse and everybody over there, but Joe Budden's had a very long career, and he's never come up with that song. You know,
yeah.
Joel Ortiz has been around for a long time. He's been around for a minute. He hasn't come up with a song yet. You know, there's Royce da 5'9". Matter of fact, everybody in Slaughterhouse, like none of them have really come up with a big song yet, you know, and that's what it's all about. If you know, like, they're very talented, and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying they're not going to be successful. I mean, if you're signed to Eminem, you're going to be successful regardless, because
yeah.
Eminem has money, you know, Eminem has money to pay you. You know what I mean? Eminem could give him a $5 million check, and that'll be nothing to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it's, at the same time, you got this big budget now. Now you got to come up with a big record. You know, you have to. You know, and when you, that's the thing, when you're signed to such a big record label and they put in all of this millions of dollars into your marketing, if you can't come up with that big record, then, you know, like, you might as well go back to the underground, or you might as well be underground, you know what I mean?
That's true.
It's all about those big records, man, you know? I don't see how you can have a, you know, $2-3 million marketing budget and, you know, you're not making big records. You're putting records out and people are not buying it. Like, you know, the record company is not making their money back.
So it'll have to be that you either get dropped or it'll be a situation like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
dropped from the label. I think it was a couple of shows, maybe it was last week or the week before last, we were talking about Sierra and the whole rumor about her being dropped from the label. Well, she released a statement that it isn't true.
She says that she's not being dropped from the label. She says that she wants to leave. So,
yeah, I guess she's just covering her butt so it won't be like, oh, they dropped me. It's kind of like I'm going by myself. But it's like the statement is on Spate Radio. I think it's hiphopnews.spatemag.com if y'all want to check it out, read up on the statement.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so.
Exactly. So, but, yeah, Sierra is definitely – either way, whether she's leaving or whether she got dropped, she's not going to be on that label anymore.
Yeah. that's the gist
basically
of it. It's like you're no longer on that label. Just say it.
Yeah. Exactly. But speaking of getting dropped, I got new music from Chris Brown. I'm going to get into it, featuring Wiz Khalifa. Let's go.
Rapdos.com.
Yeah, it's your nigga Young Khalifa, man. Chris Breezy.
All my ladies, put your hands up.
Yeah, Taylor Gang.
All my ladies, put your hands up.
You knew we had to pass him some papers on this one. Let's go.
Riding shoddy,
back in the league, cold in a mother.
smell like that good weed, man. Blame it on me. Don't even blame Breezy, man. Blame that shit on me, man.
Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/rapdome.
Yeah, I got some new Fat Joe featuring Votto.
My shoes stuffed, I'm sitting right. Chrome got a reflection of the city light. Elbow out the window, cigar smoke travel wherever the wind blows. God damn, it feels great though to get this money. My supplies call it pesos. Specialize in big packs. Move them through tunnels, I ain't talking flights and big cats.
Understand New York, Fat Joe's in the building.
Massacre on Madison, them toys is out. Got on my Nicky fitted gear, them boys is out. Massacre on Madison, we killing them, baby. Got the fiends round the waist and you killing us, baby. Get richer. I need more diamonds than Gaddafi got, nigga. The revolution will be televised. Now watch the bodies drop as I pull up my enterprise. And if you love the hoes, you stop it. Just look at Tiger Woods and suck a hole in his pocket. D&D, coke, and dope. Bag it up, incorporated. Killings that we orchestrated. Masterpiece is a work of art. Rest in peace, my nigga Kato, as I cross my heart. And hope to die, pray my millions multiply. Mellow dropped another 30 more cups of pie. Massacre on Madison, them toys is out. Got on my nigga fitted gear, them boys is out. Massacre on Madison, we killing them, baby. Got the fiends round the waist and you killing us, baby. Money out of violence and drugs, of course. Vado be that dog, of course. Slime! Huh? I go by the name of Slime Rothstein, Vado Corleone, Rugby Siegel, Fire Lansky, Mafia Talk, the Round Table Family. Hey, yo, crap, I'm in that gray on gray Gran Turismo right now. Crossing the G Dog, about to hit the West Side. Fuck it, let's go catch a garden game. Mello, what up? Mari, what up? You know on my slime floor, see sitting. No spike tonight.
You win.
Nah. No spike tonight. I hit you
too. Yeah, yeah, that was Fat Joe featuring Votto called Massacre on Madison. What that means, I don't really know. Madison
I was
going to
ask you that.
Yeah, Massacre on Madison. I think that maybe they're talking about Madison Avenue in Manhattan. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Shout out to Fat Joe. Speaking of Trina, I think I have some new Trina for the people. She has a new song with T-Pain. Kind of an odd matchup there. I didn't really picture her doing a song with T-Pain.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get into it.
Let's hear it.
Long nails, pack of weed, Dutchies in a bag of weed. That's all a bitch like you need. You from the fucking ghetto. The Reggie Miller that you push. Don't be burning like that cuss. You gon' need that Reggie Bush. Fuck you with the ghetto. Moscato filling up my cup. Run out, we don't give a fuck. Nuvo get me so fucked up. Coming from the ghetto. So watch it when you in the south. And watch what you say out your mouth. And watch your step and slip count. When you in the ghetto. White beat a nigga Tim. Slider with some bigger rims. Flip a key and hit the flea and go and get some bigger gym. The hood is in the building, man. I'll get you in your feelings, man. Get some shit outside your house with rims inside the ceiling fans. I'm the
ghetto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Trina featuring T-Pain, Ghetto. What do you think of that?
I like it for, I like it. I'm going to have to download it. You know how I do, like, you already know. Once you play a song, I'll be like, it's all right. And then I'll hear it a couple of times. I'll be like, it's hot. I like it. So I'll just say I like it. I'm going to listen to it some more, and I'm pretty sure you're going to play it on another show. So, there, I like it. What do you feel about it?
I think it's okay. I really didn't expect her, Trina, to do a song with T-Pain, simply because, I don't know. I usually see her doing a lot of female, like, features, and I don't know. I just didn't picture the T-Pain thing, so it's kind of surprising to me. I think the song is okay. I don't think it's like a monster hit or nothing like that.
Oh no. I like it. I said I like it. Dang. But no, I'm in a shock too. I'm in a state of shock just because it's T-Pain and Trina. So maybe after listening to it for a little bit, It'll grow on you and it'll grow on me.
yeah, it's a possibility. Shout out to everybody over there at Slip and Slide. They always sending me good music from the label and everything. So I appreciate it and keep sending it. And I know we got some more new stuff. Let me see. Wait, you know what? We was going to talk about Charlie Sheen before.
Yes. Get into that.
Yeah. Did you hear that he's getting like $50,000 per tweet?
There's no way in hell. Really?
Yes. Yes. Like, if he tweeted about a company. I think it was about getting interns or something like that. And they gave him like $50,000 for that one tweet.
Wow.
And the website and the company said that they got 100,000 hits within a few minutes from his tweet.
I can do that. Let me stop.
I know, right? He sent out one little tweet and 100,000 people went to the website. But I don't think that's worth $50,000.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Unless they actually, like, invested in that business or, you know, bought something from the business or something like that. But, it is what it is. He keeps everybody on edge. You never know what he's going to do next or what he's going to say next. So,
yeah.
I guess it's logical for him to pull numbers like that and get people to go to that website like that.
Yeah. And I heard that he's still going to get $16 million even though he's not working. Even though they fired him, they still owe him $16 million.
Yes. From, is it Two and a Half Men?
Yeah, Two and a Half Men. Because the reason why they have to, I think the reason why they have to pay him is because the show is still going on. So as long as that show is in existence, they still have to pay him.
And it's going to be in existence.
Yeah, even though he got fired, they still have to pay him his money because it's in the contract. I think that's a clause inside the contract. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Because he'll be able to sit at home and collect $16 million.
Which is amazing. I have to say so myself.
Yeah. that's like an
unemployment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like unemployment, like at the highest level. Unemployment check.
Yeah.
Wow. But I know I got some other new joints here. We get into it before we close out the show. Yeah, I do. Oh, well, let me shout out the listeners real quick. I'm always looking at the numbers, and, you know, all of our shows get, you know, each show gets thousands of listeners, and, you know, we really appreciate it. I gave the most listeners that we ever had on one show was when we were supposed to have David Banner on the show. And I think we had 16,000 listeners for that show. And I think that was and you know, the funny thing is David Banner never called in.
Oh, wow. So I guess it happens with everybody.
Yeah, I know. But Nicki Minaj is also one of the top shows. Her show had 10,000 listeners. And we also had Jessie White. Jessie White is Neo's baby mom, the one that he was having the issues with. And
yeah.
I think her show had 12,000 listeners because, you know, at the time, everybody was really interested because he's not the father of the child, but he made a vow to her that he was going to take care of the child when he blew up. So he blew up, and then he reneged. He said, oh, I'm not going to take care of that kid. It's not mine.
Dang.
Yeah, because
he said everybody was interested. Everybody was being nosy. That's what that was.
Yeah. But those are the top shows, you know, because I was just going through the different shows that had the most listeners. And, you know, those were like the top shows. David Banner show, which he never called in, the Nicki Minaj and the Jessie White show. So I would like to get an update with Jessie White just to see how she's doing. And because I know at the time she didn't want to talk about, because I think she didn't want to talk about the court case that she had with Neo, you know, because they was going back and forth to court. And she, I guess maybe she had like some sort of gag or something saying that she couldn't talk about the case. But I thought it was interesting because how are you going to sue somebody for alimony and they're not the father of the child just because they made a statement saying that they're going to take care of the child? What do you think about that?
I think it would be interesting for her to call back in and update us since I guess the court and everything, court stuff is settled.
Yeah.
Like maybe she can elaborate on what was really going on so people know, because that sounds crazy to me too. Like how are you going to go against somebody just because they said something that's not his kid? But I would like to know, and I'm pretty sure the listeners would like to know, like what's really going on.
Yeah. If you was in, let's put, you know, from a female, you know, perspective real quick. Let's say you had a child, right? And you was dating someone who was in the industry, and he was like, yeah, you know, when I blow up, you know, I'm going to take care of you and the child. You know what I mean? And then you guys break up, and then he blows up. Do you think he owes you something?
First of all, I would get that in writing. No, let me stop. But I don't think it would ever get, like, that serious with me. If it was me dating somebody, it is what it is. It's dating. You should never make a decision like that to have a kid with this person unless you really are tied to them like that. If they blow up and they leave you behind, like, you got the kid, so that's all you get. It's kind of like you do owe them because, man, that whole situation is somewhat crazy.
It is a crazy situation, man. But
yeah, it really is.
But shout out to Jessie White. Maybe we'll get her back on the show and see what's going on with that situation. But
and I also want to do a shout out for the Spay Radio listeners. We're on our 16 volume of Spay Radio mixtapes.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting it in.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you can download them 1 through 16 on datpiff.com. And man, it's just amazing. 16 volumes of Spay Radio mixtapes, and we going strong.
Exactly. I got plenty of music. People send me songs every week, so you know, we just gonna keep putting them out. You know, for the, you know, a lot of independent music and everything. Keep putting it out for the people to hear, you know. Yeah, so so we're running out of time. Any other shout outs you want to give before we get out of here?
Yes. Become our friend on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And for the people who haven't been on the Facebook, on our Facebook or Twitters, I think it's at Spate Radio, at Spate Magazine, at High Definition,
exactly.
At Anton NYL. So get at
yep.
us, and you know where to find us on Facebook.
Exactly. Exactly. So definitely shout out to all the listeners. We appreciate it. Thousands of people. You know, I remember when we started, like, in 2007. Hello? Spate Radio.